This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we have a six-pack, and that six-pack is always brought to you by Bet365. And today, we're dedicating everything to Mike Lang. We'll have a six-pack. We'll have some very exclusive wine. We'll toast him. We'll salute him. Tyler Kennedy in studio, and we welcome in Joe Starkey, who couldn't pass up an opportunity to talk about his friend Mike Lang. And I know, Joe, you're off today, but man, some of the memories you must have. And I know some of you were texting us last night saying we have some great clips that you and Chris had done with Mike, and we're going to get to those. But man, such a sad day for Pittsburgh.
It really is. I mean, I knew that Mike hadn't been well, but it's always shocking, and still at a relatively young age. And my God, what a legend, Bob. I mean, from 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, he was, you know, the voice of the Penguins. And I think he's just somebody that, because he's in all of your living rooms and cars and everything else, when you hear that voice, it's almost like, you know, for people losing part of their family. And I'm sure you would agree, when it comes to broadcasting, you know, icons like the Mount Rushmore of play-by-play people, there's Bob Prince, Myron, and Mike, right?
Yeah, I throw Bill Hillgrove in there too, but they're all, yeah, guys who've been here and done it in a way that has captured the imagination. And that, with Mike Lang, that's, Joe, what I feel more than anything. He knew how to paint a picture in your mind while listening to a game on a radio.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, is that I was talking to a bunch of people this morning, is and I'm sure Limits relates to this too, as a young and rising play-by-play guy, is within the phrases, the memorable phrases, and there's a lot there with those, and that's what I'm writing about today, is that within those phrases, I think a lot of what made Mike Lang who he is there because of how he got them. You know, he was a guy who would go out and really mingle with people from all corners of Western Pennsylvania. He sort of wanted to get, you know, a read on the town, a feel for the town. And of course, once those phrases got rolling a long time ago, everybody had one that they wanted to give him. He said he kept them in a shoebox before computers. And all those phrases came from people. Yep. Whether it was, you know, a guy at, you know, Monroeville Mall, a security guard, or, you know, people like that.
Or Arnold Slick, who lived in Turtle Creek. He probably came from Turtle Creek, I would imagine, right?
Yes. And there was, what was the one? Michael Motorcycle. He yep. told, you know, I was going to say, though, within all that, within all the phrases, he was an absolute master of a play-by-play guy. Like he was so in tune with the rhythm of the game and delivered such a smooth call that was easy on the ears and that rose and fell with the action on the ice. And I'm thinking more radio here, which was, by the way, his love was radio, calling games on radio. That's what he grew up with out in Sacramento. So, you know, at once he was the guy with, you know, the zany great phrases off the wall and a solid master technician. And man, was he just a joy to listen to. But I was going to tell you, Bob, about Michael Motorcycle. Mulsey and I did a really memorable broadcast in 2014 from North Hills Toyota, I believe it was. And Mike was in between contracts with Penguins flagship mm-hmm. people. So he was able to come on with us. And yeah, we have those, you guys have those clips today. And one of the stories he told was there was a guy from Texas, he said, who worked at a car dealership in the South Hills. And Mike was going out the door and the guy said in a Southern twang, "I'll see you later, Michael Motorcycle." And Lang said, "Will you say that again?" And he said, it just stuck with me. And that's where he got so many of those phrases, was just regular interactions with people or overhearing them, like at a bar or something like that. It's such a fascinating rise to really folk hero status, Bob.
No question.
Joe, it's your buddy TK. But, you know, when you think of Mike and, you know, with the radio, it just comes to life. You know, it makes you have like such a great imagination of the story he's telling about, like you said, the rhythm of the game, the emotion of the game. What's your favorite saying and why? Because everyone has kind of their favorite Mike Lang saying. Which one's yours and why?
Well, I was just going over those stories this morning and, Michael Motorcycle is up there for me and also scratched my back with a hacksaw. And he told a great story about that. That's probably my favorite, TK.
Yeah.
And it's good to talk to you today. I think that's my favorite. And that one came from Mike told us he was out in Monroeville doing a commercial for a tire company. And he says, there's this little guy at the kiosk in the mall who said he was wearing a Barney Fife outfit. He was about 75 and he could see me and he yelled to me, "Mike, are you still looking for those phrases?" And Mike was never one to turn anyone down. He said, "Of course, I'll take anything under consideration." And he said, he went up to this guy, this little 75-year-old guy, and gave him a piece of paper. And the guy started writing it out real slow, like, "Scratch my back." And Mike said he became very intrigued. And as soon as the guy was done, "Scratch my back with a hacksaw," he said, I literally gave him a big hug and said, "You just did it." And that one's way up there.
That's awesome.
And Joe, I have that clip talking about the suggestions and the Michael Motorcycle part when he was on with you and Mueller.
Well, I absolutely, first of all, I'm soliciting. I mean, people, the ones that really basically are the ones that supply me with what I use a lot of the times. And some of it's from what they give me. Some of that's from what I hear from people talking. There used to be an old show on television, and probably before you two guys, they said, "Kids say the darndest things," Art Linkletter. He'd have the kids on, and they'd all be 4- and 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, and the things that would come out of their mouth would just make everybody cry with laughter. And guess what? Adults say those things too, sometimes unassuming. The Michael motorcycle was a guy that said goodbye to me at a restaurant one day. He was from Texas. He worked at a car dealership in the South Hills, and as he was going out the door, he just said, "I'll see you later, Michael motorcycle." And I said, "Will you say that again? I'll see you later, Michael motorcycle." And it just stuck with me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
And so that's where a lot of those phrases come from. And
that's beautiful.
And amazing, isn't it, Bob? I mean, it's just.
That's Pittsburgh, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and he knew when to do them, too. Sometimes you can get caught up trying to force those. He didn't do that. He did it when, you know, he knew, as you said, the pace of the game, the temperature of the game. When big moments arrive, that's when you saw some of those things come out in a way only he can do it. So. That's just, it's an amazing, you know, kind of a Picasso performance by someone in the booth who's charged with doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy, you know, Joe, it's not easy. Sometimes you miss those moments, but in most cases he didn't.
Man, I would have no idea how to do that profession at the level that he did it. But I just love the stories. And when it came time for me, I got an opportunity. Another member of the Pittsburgh media back in 06 was going to write a Penguin book. And he said, I don't have the time. Can you do it? I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And who better to write the foreword than Mike Lang? And I didn't know if he would want to do it because I knew he wanted to do his own book. But he did it. He wrote the foreword to that book. And that was just a huge boost to me. And, you know, he also supplied a bunch of the stories, which was great, including this one I think you'll enjoy. And I can leave you guys with this. Was one thing Mike had was the ability to laugh at himself. And he said, he called me Joey, and he was very good to me, by the way, when I came on the beat in 97. And believe me, not everybody was. And as you guys know, I imagine Tyler, from your time as a player, yep. Bob, Limits, we all remember when we're breaking in to our field, who's good to us mm-hmm. and who's not good to us. Though, at least for me, those yeah. memories, I'll never forget who was good and who wasn't good. And he was a good one, and he didn't have to be. But anyway, for this book, he said, Joey, I'll tell you about my most embarrassing moment in the booth. So there was a guy named Warren Reefer, the events coordinator at the Civic Arena. I didn't know, this was back in the 70s. He would apparently ride around in a golf cart in the corridors at the arena. Very well-liked guy. And somebody came up to Mike the morning of a game and said, Mike, did you hear that Warren Reefer passed away? Could you mention that on the air tonight? So Mike, during the game that night, tells the audience, "We'll miss Warren, and we express our condolences to family and friends." But there was only one slight problem. Warren was still alive. He was watching the game. He was gravely ill, and he would pass away within a couple of weeks, but he was watching the game from his hospital bed that night and watched Mike say that. And Mike told me that him and his family got a huge kick out of it. Like, he laughed so hard. So Mike said, "The next day I get a call, he's not dead. He was watching the broadcast and he almost lost it. He laughed so hard. I think he even sent me a note how much he enjoyed it. At that time," Mike said, "I made a decision. I'd have to see the person in the box to be able to say they had died." And he never forgot that.
I think you have that one too, don't you, Austin?
Here's Mike's description of the story.
Before the break, Mike, Joe talked about, you know, happily that he wanted to get into the worst moment, I guess he called it. Kind of one of those, oh no, moments in your career.
It's a moment, Mike, you shared with me, and I wrote about it in the book, Tales from the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was the night that you expressed on-air condolences to a man who hadn't yet passed.
Absolutely. And was that the old press box that we talked about earlier? I had received word that one of the key workers in the building, Warren Reichel, had been suffering from cancer and that he was in the hospital through the grapevine. And I reaffirmed it and went to Elaine Heufeldert, who was the secretary to everybody, and she was the kingpin. Well, she had gotten word that yes, that was, she confirmed it, that was what she was told, that he had passed away. So on the air and during the course of the game, I gave condolences to the family and Warren. And he used to drive around the arena. He was somewhat handicapped, and he would drive in his little scooter, and he would be there, just the nicest guy in the world. Well, come to find out the next day that Warren was actually in the hospital, and he actually heard the broadcast, the television thing, and I got a hold of him, and he actually was laughing and joking about the whole situation, which was great for him, but it was embarrassing as can be to me in what transpired. And thank God he took it in a way of humor. He didn't last a whole much longer after that, but you know what? As I look back on it, it's probably one of the moving moments in his life and mine too, that we can share and talk about in a positive way, and having, if there's such a thing as fun from dying.
Rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, kind a little of bit. Thing. It was one of them, and I think this family still, to this day, members of that family would relate to it and have a little chuckle and a good moment remembering him. I really do.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. And Joe, I'm glad that he could laugh at it, because that would that be startling if you're sitting there watching a game and someone says you died?
Wait, was that my name you just said?
Yeah, good book that you had, and that's, those stories are just precious to me.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, there's really only a handful, not many, I should say, who become true legends, like true folk heroes. And I think I was talking to Steige this morning, his longtime partner on air, and that's how he described to me, a true folk hero. And, you know, it feels like from talking to other people and just an opinion that after Mario and Sid, you know, maybe Yager, I don't know, that Mike Lang is the most notable and beloved figure in the history of the franchise. It's very similar to Myron Cope, really.
Yeah.
You talk to people from those times, and the 70s Steelers would pull up to a hotel in a certain city, and people would, you know, at the bar at the bottom of the hotel wouldn't be flocking to the players. They'd be flocking to Myron Cope. I think the Mike Lang story is similar, and I really appreciate you guys let me in today on an off day. I appreciate that.
It's your show, Joe. You can call anytime you want and kind of on, but especially now with the stories you have.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. And it's kind of like the way Mike described in another story, the night that Pittsburgh celebrated Badger Bob, you know, with the, I think it was November 27th, 1991, when, and, you know, everybody had the battery operated candles and they illuminated the Civic Arena. And I remember him telling me, he said, I'm usually not that emotional, but that night brought me to tears. But he said it was also a night of joy and celebration. That's kind of the way I feel today. What an incredible story and an incredible life. And I don't know, TK can speak from the player's side. You know, he was always a presence on the bus and the plane and the locker room. He always did his work, too, I'll say. Didn't he, TK? I mean, he wasn't one of those guys who just showed up and called the game. He was meticulous.
Right, and, like, he was there every step of the way. Every time we were on that plane, every time we jumped on that bus, he was there. And it wasn't easy, especially, you know, like, there's a lot of travel that goes on in NHL, and as he got older, he was there the whole way. And I was telling Bob this earlier that, you know, just going on the bus, he was always outside the bus, and he, you know, he'd pull you aside, make you feel good about yourself, what you're doing right, what you can kind of get better. But what an unbelievable guy. Just hearing his voice, you know, just makes it sad. But, you know, now that he's gone, and, you know, one thing, when you leave, you always want to leave your mark, you know, and he's left his mark. You want people to remember you, and he's a guy that it's definitely going to be remembered, and from his voice to his sayings to everything, and that's a big accomplishment. You know, I think everyone wants to be remembered for something, and he's definitely going to be remembered. And obviously, with the Penguins, with such a great organization, I would think they're going to have a pretty good memory.
Well, they should build a statue. We've talked about this before. Yeah. You know, why not? They should have done it earlier. Obviously, I think just knowing his situation was not getting better. You know, Joe, why not? I mean, again, he was, as everyone you said, he was the face before there was a face like Mario Lemieux. There were a lot of good hockey players, not a lot of good hockey teams, but he brought them there anyway. So,
man, yes. When was it? Back in 74 or so? And the guy he replaced was named Joe Starkey, Bob, believe it or not.
And you then have you died and come back to life too?
74. I was born in 86, boys. That's a long time, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just incredible. So, a true, true legend. But thank you, guys. And that was well said, TK. He really did do that, you know?
Yeah, he was always outside that bus. Just, again, you know, when you're young and you're kind of feeling your way through, you know, the staff of the team, you know, the media, you know, even the players, when someone comes up, makes you feel good, it means a lot. And he was so good at that, you know, and just talking to you person to person, not so much person to hockey player, just person to person. And it made you feel good going into, you know, a road trip or a game and, you know, always knowing he'd have your back. So,
yeah,
man, I have great memories of him.
All right, Joe. Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to light up a dart anywhere he pleased, was he, Bob?
No. Let me ask you something. Were you at the roast for him?
No.
Oh, my God. You missed something great. That was – I got so many stories about that I really can't tell you. But.
I'll never forget just being up at the Civic Arena, BK Mellon Arena, and he had these little secret corridors where you'd see like a puff of smoke coming out like it was the next Pope being announced.
The Marlboros.
Yeah, it was him. Mm-hmm.
Legendary. I'll see you guys.
All right, Joe. Always appreciate it. And I'll see you next week when you get back here. And great story, great book. Thanks for the memories.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.